In a bold legislative maneuver with potentially far-reaching consequences for Spain's housing market and tourism economy, the Spanish government has proposed a 21% value-added tax, VAT, on short-term tourist rentals, doubling the current hotel VAT rate and marking a significant pivot in housing policy. If passed, the tax will apply to all tourist accommodations rented for fewer than 30 days, directly targeting the booming home-sharing and vacation rental market. Hotel rooms are taxed at 10% VAT, while short-term rentals in most of mainland Spain are VAT-exempt. The policy, embedded in a broader legislative bill introduced by the socialist-led minority government, comes amid a deepening housing crisis and rising discontent over tourism's distortive effect on local property markets. Yet the move has sparked fierce opposition from property owners and the tourism industry, setting the stage for a high-stakes battle in an already polarized parliament. Housing for whom? Homes are for living in, declared Housing Minister Isabel Rodriguez, unveiling the bill on Friday. This measure seeks to guarantee the right to rental housing for families, not tourists. Behind the rhetoric lies a growing fear among Spanish families and city governments. Tourism-driven property speculation is pushing long-term renters out of urban centers, warping housing supply, and fueling gentrification. A recent Bank of Spain report paints a grim picture. The country is short some 450,000 homes, with the scarcity most acute in tourist-heavy regions. In the Canary and Balearic Islands, over half the housing stock is now in the hands of non-residents or used for tourism. Local officials in cities like Barcelona, Madrid, and Malaga have already imposed licensing caps, and Barcelona is set to ban new tourist rentals by 2028. The economics of tourism versus shelter. Spain welcomed over 94 million international tourists last year, roughly a third opting for home rentals over traditional hotels. That popularity is precisely the issue. Short-term rentals have become a lucrative asset class for investors and landlords, often yielding far higher returns than conventional long-term leases. However, as more properties shift to the tourism market, residents, especially in tourist hotspots, find themselves squeezed out. The system incentivizes turning homes into hotels, says Ignacio Suarez, a Barcelona-based urban economist. The government is trying to correct that with a fiscal stick. However, critics argue that the proposed VAT hike is not just clumsy, it's discriminatory. Why should a tourist rental pay double the hotel room tax? Asks Javier Peñate, a legal advisor to a Canary Islands Property Owners Association. This is not a housing policy. It's a political message, taxing the edges, foreign buyers and empty homes. The VAT hike is just one pillar of the proposed legislation. The bill also includes a tax of up to 100% on property purchases by non-EU citizens unless the buyer intends to make it their primary residence. Additional levies on vacant and second homes aim to disincentivize speculative ownership, which some officials blame for worsening urban housing shortages. These proposals have unnerved investors and drawn concerns from the real estate sector. This package, if passed, risks chilling foreign investment in Spanish property, says Ana Beltran, a property consultant in Marbella. It could also shift tourism patterns from independent rentals to corporate hotel chains. A fragile path to reform the Spanish government faces an uphill climb. As a minority coalition with limited parliamentary control, Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez's administration must build consensus across an ideologically fragmented Congress, a feat that has proved elusive in recent years. This is a test of political will as much as housing reform, says Miguel Ríos, a political science professor at Universidad Complutense de Madrid. It's about deciding what kind of economy Spain wants in the long term, one that maximizes short-term tourism revenue or preserves urban livability for its citizens. Public sentiment remains divided. While some residents cheer the attempt to reclaim cities for locals, others worry about the economic fallout, particularly in regions where tourism is the lifeblood of employment and GDP. The road ahead, should the VAT measure pass, it would realign Spain with broader European efforts to regulate tourism's impact on local economies. Cities like Amsterdam.